to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And you know what? In this next hour, I get to talk about two of my most favorite topics these days. And we're going to start right out of the gate talking about magical travel to Egypt. I love hearing about Egypt. And I got to tell you up front, I am not an expert on Egypt. I absolutely do not understand my fascination with it. But every time I have a sense that I'm going to talk about it, I get like this little kid. And Dr. Friedemann Schaub is going to be joining us here today with Danielle Rama Hoffman, and we're talking about transformational journeys, transformational experiences. Now, Dr. Friedemann, of course, you know, has been on the show. He is the founder of Cellular Wisdom, Inc., and we're, you know, this is about mind, body, spirit healing. So I'm really, really interested today in finding out how his work transcends into this incredible journey to Egypt. Now, Danielle is joining us here today, and you'll know her work from remembertobreathe.com website. Energy intuitive healer, expert in Egyptian mystery. So we're not just going to talk about going to the desert, riding on a camel. No, this is about the mystery.
Can you make a camel
Egypt.
Sound?
What does that sound like?
I don't know. I'm asking you. How does a camel sound?
Do they make a sound?
It makes like,
Yeah, see? That's pretty good.
I'm going to put this soundbite in our newsletter next week. This is going to go
in
the newsletter.
I'll clip it out. I can do that right now.
We're going to put that.
You wanna, I think the camel's going to be insulted, though.
Good. So, I mean, that's what we're going to do the first half. And then the second half, I'm going to be talking about going green. I love this. You know, thank you both for joining us here today, because I love talking about the mysteries of Egypt. But Danielle, I'm going to ask you about this, and probably not in any of the notes you sent me. You know, what is it that would have someone like me that's never been to Egypt be so energetically drawn? I mean, you know, I'm sitting here looking at you, and all I can see is this beautiful gold statue of Isis that I have in my office. So, you know, even with the energy you bring, I feel this incredible connection. What's going on? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. You're awesome. Wow. Well, I think that's exactly it. It's this ancient remembering that people have that's okay. Just a part of them. It's just within them. It's one of the oldest civilizations, I think. It's an entryway into our origin, and there's just some inner calling or awakening that happens for people.
You know, I mean, and obviously you both traveled to Egypt, and that's what this trip is about. And I want to make sure we talk about the trip, because I can only imagine what it's like to kind of be hanging out with both of you and having this experience standing in front of the Great Pyramids. I mean, you know, it's got to be one of the most opening kinds of experience in terms of, you know, connecting our current modern energy and intuitive sense with ancient wisdom.
Well, and I think it's really not only opening our minds, it's really opening our hearts. Mm, and that's what I love about going to Egypt. Every time we go, we feel our hearts have been a little bit more open. And the people tell us, you know, it's like they go back and all of a sudden everything in their daily world looks different, because now they're able to see it with a more open mind and an open heart. And it changes people forever. It's not something you just leave, you know, behind you and say, okay, now I saw Egypt. It's really something that changes you so profoundly that you always will be in a different space coming back from Egypt. So you never come back as the same person.
I can only imagine this. I mean, and, you know, it's really funny because I grew up on the East Coast. But when I moved out here to the West Coast, I was introduced to sacred ceremony in the desert, high deserts of California. And I immediately was drawn to desert energy. Now, how does a girl growing up in the projects in the Bronx, you know, have this earth energy, wisdom connection to desert? And Danielle, I would expect you to talk about that, because, you know, we're talking about this being a magical trip. And it feels very magical. Mm-hmm. What is it in the energy? What is it in being over there in Egypt that has gotten, you know, so much attention and captivates people so deeply in their hearts?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the energy is stored in the temples, is stored in the land, and that it's just awake. And just like when people go to Notre Dame or any other sacred sites, there's been that worship or that reverence for so long that's still alive. And one of the things that I love about the story of Isis and Osiris is that, you know, Osiris was killed by his brother and dismembered into parts. And then Isis found parts of his body. And wherever she found a part of his body, she erected a temple. And then the temples are dedicated to different gods and goddesses and have different signature energies to them. And so as we go along this path of the initiate, we're working with the archetypal energies of the gods and goddesses that also are within us. So as we work with Isis, we are connecting to that divine love within us. So if we work with Sekhmet, the goddess, the lioness goddess of courage, we awaken that courage within us. And so I think it's also a way to get to know the divine in bite-sized pieces and also to be the divine and awaken it within us. It's really beyond words.
It is, isn't it? It is. I mean, because I can't really describe, you know, the energy and the attachment. And I was sharing with you before we came on air that, you know, one of the first symbolic kinds of things that I have ever purchased in my life was this beautiful winged piece of sculpture that I didn't know was Isis. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know. I had gone into a store, I saw it, and I thought, wow, that is really cool and powerful. Bought it. And it wasn't like until 10 years later that someone came in and saw the statue and says, oh, I didn't know you related to Isis. And I looked at them and I said, who? What is it that we know about ourselves that we cannot describe, but more importantly, this trip will help us get in connection with?
Well, it seems to me that when people come on this trip, they unconsciously at least know that there is a reawakening happening. And so this was for me too. When I went the first time to Egypt, I wasn't, you know, as blessed as you are that you actually felt drawn to Egypt.
Uh-huh.
I went with Danielle because she went. So I thought, okay, I'm going to join her. But I was not necessarily drawn to it. But when you're there, then all of a sudden, and it was actually at Isis Temple that I felt the first time this, okay, that feels very familiar. There is something about it that I know I have been there. And it just felt as if something from my cellular memory got really reawakened. And from then ever on, you just want to go back. And when you come to Egypt, the first thing the Egyptians say to you is, welcome home. Because it is the cradle of civilization. So you really go back home to your roots. And I'm just fascinated by you having this Isis statue because we have so many people that on the trip all of a sudden have dreams. Dreams of, and then they say, you know, I dreamt of a jackal or I dreamt of a cat and I don't know what it means. They have no idea necessarily about the Egyptian mythology, but they already get these archetypes in their dreams. And then when we explain to them, you know, this is this and this is that, it makes complete sense to them. But where do these archetypes come from, you know, that subconscious place? There must be something stored inside of them. And I really think that is this memory, this past life memory that just gets resurrected.
It must be. Because, you know, clearly for me, you know, there is no way that I would have even looked at this or looked at Egypt. And, it, you know, and basically my listeners have heard my story. But you have an upcoming trip. And I wanted to make sure everyone knows that there is a trip coming up. And you now take people on tours, which is fabulous. And, you know, how did this come up? I mean, what made you decide to now, okay, we're going to take a bunch of people to Egypt?
Well, I think it was just an evolution of saying yes to that next right thing. So
okay,
I've been studying energy healing with Nikki Scully, and it works a lot with the Egyptian pantheon, and she's been taking trips since the 70s, and so we went with her, and I thought, oh, I'm just going to satiate this burning desire I have to go to Egypt. I went, and I was like, okay, I have to just keep coming back, and it seemed like the next evolution, and also a great way to merge the gifts and talents that we have together.
Well, I want to ask you, because I want to focus on what you just said. I know Nikki, I've talked with her several times on air. You know, I was going to ask you, how do you merge each of you? For example, each of you individually is very powerful in the work you do in helping others. But how does this energy now get merged in a place as magical as Egypt? I mean, I'm surprised, you know, the energy hasn't just taken down the pyramids. How have you come to do that?
Well, I think it helps that we're married and we have a partnership and, you know, so there's a mm-hmm. synergy already there, which is nice. And I think that's also great for people to have an exposure to have a powerful couple together. And I think that spirit and matter have been merging together for a long time. And there's lots of talk about where science meets energy. And, so I don't know, how would you describe it?
Well, I would say that every year it gets better. So this is going to be our seventh trip. And
wow.
I think every year it is getting more into that synergy place. So what we do usually half a year before we leave, we meditate together every week at least twice on Egypt. And then we come up with an itinerary for what the group needs. And then we know exactly, okay, this is what we want to work on. And somehow it just flows. So, you know, we have to get out of the way and let things just come up. But it seems to be that together with the group, we're always able to manifest quite amazing things.
Well, we're going to talk more about this. And I'm now you've got my attention, because now I want to know what your meditation revealed about this upcoming trip. So, but before we do that, we're going to take a short break. I want to direct everyone to the website to find out more about it, check out more. You can go to egyptiscalling.com, egyptiscalling.com. And there's also a phone number, and I want to make sure you have it, because you probably have questions. You probably want to ask them some information about the trip. But you're going to hear about sort of the meditation revealed. 866-903-6463. 866-903-6463. And when we come back, not only are we going to talk about Egypt, but we've got some things to give away to a couple of folks calling in today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Kabbalik, international speaker and author from the Center for Effective Learning, has created a character education program designed for teachers and parents. The lifelong guidelines and life skills provide the language and tools to guide children and teens into becoming caring and responsible citizens. To learn more about this dynamic and life-changing program, call 253-815-8800 or visit thecenterforlearning.com. That's the center, the number 4, learning.com.
Are you tired of treating your animal companions with toxic drugs? Do chronic, degenerative, or disabling conditions affect your horses or pets' quality of life? Quantum Healing, created by Dr. Susan Seeley, with over 25 years as a veterinarian and 40 in the equestrian field, brings hope of true health and healing for your pet or equine companion. Visit quantumvet.com. Learn how quantum healing can benefit your animal companion. That's quantumvet.com.
Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine, the Bay Area's premier magazine for holistic, alternative, and complementary health. Tampa Bay Wellness informs and inspires you about choices and opportunities for a more balanced, healthy, and happy life. You can find Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine at over 700 locations in the Tampa Bay area or online at tampabaywellness.com. Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine is the natural choice for physical, mental, and spiritual enlightenment.
Do you want a better relationship, to achieve outstanding business and career goals, or to improve your health and fitness? You have the answers. All the power you need is within you. Personal transformation is about a solid foundation in the workings of the conscious and unconscious mind, with a seminar or training that gets you high and keeps you there. Contact the Empowerment Partnership and unlock your hidden potential. Call 1-800-800-MIND or visit NLP.com. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain?
I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Toprasin.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin.com or 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Everybody, can you walk like an Egyptian? Right here on the Dr. Pat Show. That is such a cool song. And, you know, we're talking about magical travel to Egypt with EgyptIsCalling.com. And, of course, Dr. Friedman here along with Danielle. And, you know, what we want to do is we want to make sure that everybody knows about this upcoming trip. There's plenty of time to think about it. And we want to make sure that you have the information you need to find out more, tap into where you are energetically, in terms of joining them on this trip. And we'll share some information. But before we do, we have a special gift, as you always do, Dr. Friedman. We always have a gift from you on the show. Danielle, why don't you tell us about what we're going to give away and how folks can find out more about how to get this.
Great. Well, we're going to give away three temple essences, and the temple essences are like flower remedies, which I've made from visiting the different temple sites. So they each harness a different frequency or consciousness.
Wow.
Yeah. So you can go to Egypt in wherever you live by taking the essences and work with that consciousness. And Friedman's going to explain how they can win them.
Yeah, and if you would like to enter into a raffle for these essences, all you need to do is either call us at 866-903-6463 or send an email to us at info@EgyptIsCalling.com. This is in one word, .com, EgyptIsCalling.com. And we raffle it and let you know.
And there'll be three people that you'll select.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to go over that one more time so folks know. So all of you listening, and, you know, this is for everybody that's listening to the show today. So don't be saying to yourself, well, you know, I'm over here. No. Just give them a call at 866-903-6463. 866-903-6463. Say, please enter me in a raffle. Make sure you give them your contact information so they know how to get a hold of you. As well as sending an email to
info@EgyptIsCalling.com.
That's info@EgyptIsCalling.com. So, and then you'll give a day or so for this.
Yes.
And folks. Okay. Before the break, we were talking about how you formulate the sort of itinerary for the trip. I love this. You see, because most people, they have like a standard way they do this. But it sounds like each year,
absolutely,
it's a different experience.
Yes.
Always different.
So do you meditate individually, and is that how it comes together? Yeah, tell me about the process, and then can we reveal a little bit about what you have planned?
Okay.
Well, we meditate together, and then we also just ask what the group that's coming needs and get information about it. So we got information about this year's trip really being about Hathor, or Hathor, who's the goddess of love and dance and sensuality and ecstasy and intoxication. And she really has it going on. And
yeah, totally.
and really about that instinctual bliss and living from that place of joy. So it's going to be a juicy one.
Oh, you used a juicy word. I'm so plugged into that word this year. I mean, because it's one of those words when you say, my life is juicy, immediately it's got a vibration.
That's right.
A vibration to it. Okay, so you both sat down, right? And you did meditate. I have a new saying now, you know, a family that, you know, meditates together stays together. But you have a way also for people to find out more about the upcoming trip, which is, by the way, September 30th through October 15th. So, you know, you have a lot of time here. It's not like, oh, well, I've already made my plans. No, there's plenty of time to think about it. But how can people, how are they going to be able to find out more about the trip?
Well, if you are in the area of Seattle, or if you just have frequent flyer miles and want to come to Seattle, on April 19th, we have a free evening in Seattle. It's at the Marriott Residence Inn in Lake Union. It's from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. We're going to have a multimedia slideshow. We're going to do a meditation so that you get a taste of the energies. And we will talk more about how it is to be in Egypt and give you an experience. So it's certainly a great way to just get already some kind of an idea what you can expect. And you can also go to the website, and we have a virtual tour on the website. And it's very meditative just to go to the virtual tour and get drawn into these images and these beautiful sounds and really feel, okay, this is what Egypt is about.
And so, you know, so folks, let's make sure that they have that information again. So it's going to be on the 19th?
19th.
And where is it going to be?
At the Marriott Residence Inn on Lake Union in Seattle.
Is this kind of like an open house?
It's an open house, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Come by and meet us and really tap into Egypt.
And I want to remind everyone that there's going to be a raffle for these essences. And so you can do that by sending an email to info@egyptiscalling.com. info@egyptiscalling.com, or just call their number, 866-903-6463, and let them know that, okay, I'm ready, sign me up, put me in for the raffle. And so let's talk a little bit about the itinerary. Can we share a little bit about what you're planning?
Yes, and I think that's one of the things that's really special about going with us is we have our expertise that we provide, and we also have private times in some of the sacred sites, and we do meditations and preparation circles, and so the people are really well taken care of. And plus we work with a travel tour operator that's just impeccable, so all the details are completely covered, so you're really just able to go very deep. So one thing, you know, we were talking about Isis, and I was just imagining that morning, and we wake up before dawn and get on a small boat, and the Temple of Philae, which is Isis's temple, is on an island, and we're going in the dark on this boat to this temple, and then you see it, and the temple's built like a body, so you start on the exterior of the temple and walk in and just feel the ancientness as you go into the Holy of Holies or the inner sanctuary, and then we do this fabulous meditation for the group, custom designed, and then as we're leaving, the sun's rising, and it's just gorgeous. So that's one example. And then the tourists come with all their boats, hundreds of them. We have the whole temple just
to ourselves.
Yes.
Wow. Just our group.
Oh, you're kidding.
We have a lot of the temples for ourselves. And that's, you know, we work with...
That's why it's magical.
Exactly.
And the temples can come alive.
And come alive with the collective energy.
Yes.
Exactly.
See, because that was going to be my next question, because I know how sensitive, you know, the land is to energy. And what you're saying is you create this very personal group experience by being able to use your collective energy almost one-on-one.
Yes.
With that ancient wisdom.
And, you know, our Egyptologist who, you know, grew up there and, you know, just knows everything in every detail, but also feels the energy very much. He always says that the temples somehow shut down when they open to the public. So it's a complete different experience if you
The energy is shut down.
The energy of the temple shuts down.
Oh,
so
yeah.
it's just so when you are in the temple like Edfu, at night, which is just this glorious, powerful solar energy temple, and you go there with nobody else but just the group, it's completely different than when you go the next day when there are thousands of people there and it's more like a bazaar. So it's just we are really blessed to have this tour operator that allows us to do those things and has the connections to make it happen.
You know, I understand that. I understand what you're talking about. And many people know that I'm from New York, and some of the most spiritual experiences I've had have been on the streets of New York early in the morning when no one is out there, because the energy is different. What have some of the folks that have gone with you, what have they experienced? What are some of the stories?
Well, we also have these phone conferences and reunions and dinners with the people that have gone
with us.
Because it's really like a family. So we just were talking the other day on a phone conference, and one woman was saying how she hasn't been upset at all, not even one time, since she went to Egypt last October. And before that, she was upset on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And we've had people that have had, you know, physical imbalances that have come home from the trip, and mm-hmm. whatever they were diagnosed with was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it just unpacks for a long time.
Right.
So,
well, we have many people who've come actually twice or three times mm-hmm. just because it's something that you just need, you know, more. Sometimes you feel, you know, it's not complete done yet. I need to have another experience there because it's so much. There's so much information and there's so much energy that you just have a hard time sometimes to really get it all in on one trip. So we have many repeaters and they just deepen their experience more and more.
Well, it's a fabulous opportunity because, you know, this is kind of a rebirth year for a lot of people.
Mm.
You know, last year, astrologically, a lot of energy about expansion, and now moving into a different energy. It's really about action and rebirth. And, you know, isn't, though, the trip, when we talk about Isis and actually, you know, the magic that she performed,
mm-hmm.
you know, aren't we talking about an opportunity for not only purification, but for rebirth in a new way?
Mm-hmm. And I think also remembering who we really are
mm-hmm.
and the largeness and the vastness of that.
Yeah, and rebirthing doesn't mean that there was anything wrong with us beforehand.
Oh, no.
But it's really, you know, finding your voice, for example. That's something we hear over and over again, especially from women that felt like shut down or it felt like right. they couldn't really express themselves, finding their voice through the courage of Sekhmet, which, you know, is standing for the feminine power. That's just a gift in itself.
This is very exciting. And, you know, for me, rebirth is tapping into that divine magnificence
yes.
that has always been there. But, you know, in my language, we've gotten a little crusted over. A little crusted over. You know, thank you both for joining us here today. I want to mention to everyone that we do have special gifts. If you either send an email to info@egyptiscalling.com, three of these,
yes.
correct? Three of the essences will be given to just a flat-out raffle because so many of you do call in. Or if you call their toll-free number at 866-903-6463. And just let them know, please sign me up for the raffle. Love the show. And if you want to find out more about the trip, which is September 30th to October 15th, you can go to egyptiscalling.com. There's videos on the website, lots of information.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, thank you both for joining us here today. What a fabulous trip. And I hope we'll get to talk about this a little bit more before the trip actually comes to be.
I hope so, too.
Yes.
All right, everyone. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. And Bradford Rand joining us here today, going green. We'll be right back.